put Stephen Miller in jail. I'm saying that for the people who are trying to do better and want to change, we must help them because we need them on our side. In this world of change, it's important to evaluate our own prejudices. For example, my dislike for the French. I've made it clear in the audiobook how I feel about the country, but allow me to explain why. The French have betrayed me. For 2 years in high school, I studied French. I loved the French, and I loved speaking French. In my mind, the French culture was intellectually superior and leaving America in the dust with its progressive ideals. So you can imagine how heartbroken I was when I finally got to go to Paris and realized that France has the same sexism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, racism, and ruder store clerks than America. Would I go back and change my criticisms about the French in this audiobook? No way! I've been clear that I think America is an embarrassing place, just like France, and I think it's important to let the French know they're no better than America, a sentence I hope burns through their souls. There's nothing as terrible as being just like America. Still, if a French person came to me quivering with self-doubt and said, "Help me end my audacious, detestable attitude," that unsuccessfully masks my insecurity, I would take their hand and say, "Bonjour, je m'appelle Erin. Come, mon ami, we will go to La Boulangerie and figure out how to usher in a new future together over buttery croissant that your people probably stole from another culture." All of this is to say, the world does not have to be like this. Even the French can change. People want us to be powerless. They want us to not see the oppression that holds us down. All you have to do is see it and change as much of it as you can handle. No one is asking you to change the world by yourself. So just start with your world. Acknowledgements. Allow me to brag about my family for one moment, please. My mother is a strong woman with a dark sense of humor who can take criticism, as long as it's couched in a really good joke, and who will nurse any animal she finds on a sidewalk back to health. She is a caretaker, a teacher, a learner, the bullshit police, and makes the best dinner rolls I've ever had in my mouth. My father is one of the smartest people I know, whose passion for the absurd is boundless. As a veteran, he taught me to be regimented and precise, to listen and be kind, and how to bury my cigarette butts in the sand so my tracks can't be traced. My sister will yell at anyone being unkind to a waiter and is unafraid to start shit with any motherfucker doing the wrong thing. Thank you for being yourselves. What we lacked in being a good family, we made up for by being good people. Thank you to Stephen Blum, Michael Hartney, and April Richardson for putting your eyeballs on these words and giving me your honest opinions on what sucked and what didn't. My manager, Jenny Church Cooper, who, excuse me, Patty Jenkins, is the real Wonder Woman. We knew each other when we were just figuring things out, and honey, we figured it out. Hashtag Miss Vanjie. To Adam McLean for somehow flying into my life and not letting me hug you to death with my extreme adoration for every single word that comes out of your mouth. To my strong LA women, Allison Becker, Rachel North, April Richardson, Annie Mebben, Emma Rathbone. Okay, so we're all brunettes. So what? It means nothing. To Hannah Gordon, my book agent, who put so much time into this book to sell it, then left the business to help people who need her passion and warmth. To Adrian Ranta for hopping in there and making the transition smooth, for addressing my neurotic book cover emails with sincerity and calmness, and for being part of what might be the greatest female team ever to be assembled to sell, write, and produce a book. To Suzanne O'Neill, my editor, who I felt so sorry for because I wrote this whole thing like a screenplay with choppy sentences, and the first draft was not good. And you know what? Nevertheless, she supported me and guided me and gave me endless patience, even though I was convinced she would want the advance back. Thank you for being Quincy Jones on Ringo Starr level honest with me. To Lisa Rivlin, the lawyer, who needs her own TV show, which I am working on without your permission, sue me. Thank you to Carolyn Couric for not wanting to murder me for my inability to remember when I should italicize and when I should use quotation marks. Tiffany Sanchez and Jordan Rubenstein, massive thanks to both of you for your embarrassing amounts of creativity and gusto. You hawked this book like Paul Ryan in an Atlas Shrugged circle jerk, unrelenting, steadfast, singularly focused. Elise Green, who listened to my voice nonstop for too many days to mold it into a perfectly produced audiobook, you deserve all the awards. To Ian Lehman, who engineered this audiobook and is new to LA, so please, if you're single and you want a new friend, call 310-468-2- Thank you to Ricky Middlesworth for being my cover partner and for making picture taking so much fun. Never stop laughing the way you do. I need it. Melissa Gould McNeely, it's impossible for you to be better at your job, but you manage to outdo yourself every single time we work together. Valerie Jackson and Christina Frisch, how lucky am I that Kimmy Gatewood sent me your way? I'm so jealous of the women of GLOW for being able to work with you two for more than one day. Thank you to Eleanor Winkler for not only introducing me to Breaky, but for being a hands-on, all-or-nothing producer who is always the calmest person in the room. To all the Throwing Shade fans, let me make it very clear that your support was integral in getting this book done. Hashtag Lady Attorney. Hashtag Ether Bunny. Hashtag Titty Witch. Thank you to my ex-husband, Michael Blyden, for being supportive in weird ways, but mostly for being so much cooler as a friend. And then let's talk about my main bros. Brian Safi, for being the smartest man I've ever had the pleasure of being in business with. Your silliness is the only thing that makes me feel joy these days. I love you like a brother because you are my brother. You are the longest relationship I've ever been in, and that should scare you. And a massive, overtly sexual thank you to the person who deserves mountains of praise, my second and best husband, Alessandro Manoli. I'm not going to say I'm nothing without you because I was a fully formed human when we met, but I love us together. We make a great team, although I wonder how you put up with the nights of me spiraling out of control, the mornings of me spiraling out of control, and the afternoons of me slamming plates into the dishwasher and screaming, I'm not talented! I think people should separate when writing big pieces like this. But you still want to get naked with me even after all that and seeing how ugly I am when I wear my night guard. I love you, and I love that you get mad when people you like get sent home on RuPaul's Drag Race. You are the kindest man I've ever known, and when we can clone people, I think you should volunteer, because we need more of you in this world. To Oliver and Mickey, I love you guys. One of you bites strangers and the other one bites my ears, and I can't get enough of any of it. Lastly, thank you to women. You are my sisters. This has been a Hachette audio production of Feminasty, the complicated woman's guide to surviving the patriarchy without drinking herself to death. Written and read by Aaron Gibson. Produced and directed by Elise Green. Recorded by Ian Lehman. Post-production by Nikki Banks. Feminasty is also available in print and digital formats from Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thanks for listening. Text copyright 2018 by Aaron Gibson. Audio production copyright 2018 Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this book without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from this book, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions at hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.